Hello, everyone. Today is a special day. Everyone has been asking me, why is the market so strong? Why is the market in the stock market and the bond market and the gold market and the Bitcoin market and the AI market? What's going on? So I thought I'd take today's opportunity to share with you a little bit information that I did share with my new group, the Wealth Builders Express for Women, in which the first of the month, every month, we cover what's going on in the markets, what's going on in the economy. I'm calling that my Economic Express moment, where I give a market commentary to my group of women who have come on board the Wealth Builders Express. And once a month, we really deep dive into what is going on in the market. But today, I thought I would share with you a few of the highlights that I shared with my group, the founding members, of Wealth Builders Express. There's still space for you if you're considering coming on board. And certainly by the end of this broadcast, I'll give you an opportunity to come on board and join the rest of the women who are founding members of this amazing new monthly membership for women, where we are empowering ourselves, learning about the markets, learning about finance, and then strengthening the wealth that we want to create. So if that's you, pay attention here, because I'm going to give you a little bit of a highlight of what I shared with them this month on what's going on with this market. Well, I'm going to share a few slides with you today, because that will be a way that I think that you'll be able to share a few of the highlights that I have. I hope that you can see my screen here. I'm calling this the Tale of Two Worlds. Of course, this is March 2024, and we have several cross currents going on that I think that this is important for you to understand. One of the cross currents is that it is the best of time. As I mentioned, we're having new highs on the Standard & Poor's 500. You all know what that is. It's an index of the 500 largest and strongest industrial stocks in America today, called the Standard & Poor's 500. And this is a chart, a price action chart over 5 years. And you can see the strength to the right-hand side, to the upper right-hand side of the chart, how strongly over the last several months, just since the beginning of this year, the markets have been booming up. And so we can say it is truly a very, very strong best of times. We have exceeded the prior year high, which was back in January of 2022. That's a full 2 years ago. So we have made new highs from there. Well, it is also the worst of times. The worst of times, because we are experiencing two world wars. I'm calling them world wars because they are affecting the entire world. The war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza, and a potential escalation from the Red Sea toward Iran, Lebanon, Syria, and so forth. And then we're experiencing this tsunami immigration influx that is affecting the economics, as well as this year being an election year that's quite tumultuous. So we can say it is the worst of times, as well as the best of times. So we're having a colliding tectonic plate environment in which we must be quite alert. Well, what is going on? I thought I would take a moment to dive more deeply into the possibility that we do need as investors to understand a little bit more deeply what are the factors that are affecting the good times and the bad times. So let's do that for just a few minutes to give ourselves a little bit of an enlightenment on the actual current events going on. So let me share with you that, interestingly enough, we have had a soft landing so far. No recession, or at least it looks like no recession. Even though there are those people who have been saying actually we've been having a rolling recession as certain industries in the economy have been already affected more than others. But there's been nothing dramatic so far in terms of a major recession as defined by a lowering GDP or gross domestic product. So inflation has been coming down, even though the Federal Reserve has not been acknowledging that. We have had inflation move down from the high of 8, 9, 10% that we all experienced about 2 years ago, down to about 3% right now. We've also had a moderating effect on the interest rate. In other words, interest rates have stopped rising. Now, they haven't begun to come back down yet. The Federal Reserve, however, has said that they may begin to lower those interest rates as soon as July. That reason alone has allowed for investors to have an early euphoric idea that they should move into the markets quickly because that good news might be in the future. And of course, many of you do know that the stock markets are a forward-looking indicator. So these are the reasons why we're having new highs in the overall broad markets, and we're beginning to have very, very strong markets in the rest of the world as well. Also, the job figures are up, how many jobs are available in the economy, and the unemployment continues to be low. So these are important economic indicators, as well as the earnings that companies are reporting on a quarterly basis are surprisingly strong. In other words, the earnings reports are surprising everyone on the upside. And so those are the reasons behind having a very, very strong movement in all areas of the stock markets right now. Bond markets are very much having a pause or a time of strengthening. And we are also seeing real estate has also paused. They've had a big decline recently, so they're beginning to go. Real estate is also beginning to what we call firm here. That is like a Goldilocks evidence of a Goldilocks economy in which we're all thinking this could. We wonder if it could last. We wonder. Those are the questions. Is this going to last? Should I be concerned? And what we want to make sure that we understand is that there are a lot of cross currents going on here. So we need to be very vigilant as investors. Let's take a little bit more look here on some of the ideas that I shared with my group the other day. The Magnificent Seven, these stocks have really been the leaders in the overall economy. These are leading the way. Meta, which is Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, of course, which is the leader, one of the leaders in this AI movement. Alphabet, Amazon, Nvidia, another leader in the AI movement, and of course, Tesla. It's interesting to note that it's also time in which we will be having a what we call broadening of the other. In the 500 S&P 500, these seven stocks have been really the only ones going up to any degree up till now. So now we're beginning to have a broadening of the other 493 companies. And so we're seeing that effect happening for the what we call the broadening out of the Standard & Poor's 500, which allows that additional strength for the markets to continue to be very strong as we move forward. And many of you have been opening your statements this month and noticing, oh my goodness, my IRA has never been so high because of it's the broadening of all of the other companies that are beginning to move up in price, which is very, very bullish, meaning it's moving upward. But also we're seeing some other indicators. The small cap companies are also beginning to move up. meaning the small capitalization companies, smaller companies, as evidenced by the small cap index, are beginning to move up. And that is showing investor confidence and what we call risk on. In other words, some of the traders are beginning to be confident and starting to put more money into riskier assets. As I mentioned before, we're all also seeing that real estate is improving. The commercial real estate in the downtown areas have been the worst hit, hardest hit in this last year, with interest rates rising and liquidity issues. But it looks as if that, again, is beginning to improve. So that is a very positive sign. Of course, we're having this continued new bullish trend in the new areas of the markets, both Bitcoin and AI, artificial intelligence. So I'm having a lot of phone calls coming in from my clients who are saying, "What about this? What about this artificial intelligence?" We'll get into that in just a minute. But I do believe that this is some of the new bullish trends undergirding the total movement upward in the markets. Now, here are a couple of stocks that we have been seeing in the news. And of course, NVIDIA and Microsoft are the leaders of this AI right now. And there will be a broadening out of other companies too that will follow suit. But the question right here, right now, is how far can these companies continue to rise? It's unusual for this kind of fast movement in the charts. The price charts are showing a highly unusual movement upward. This kind of a chart formation is usually the kind of formation that one says, with this kind of volatility, this is an area in which we normally would look for a pause or a what we call a consolidation in the price movement going forward. But look at this. A Microsoft chart of 50 years does show a long-term perspective. And I love long-term perspectives. If you begin to come to work with me, you will see, since I've been in the markets myself for nearly 5 decades, started when I was in my 20s, and here I am in my 70s now. The long-term perspective that I have to bring to you, I have been through most markets, bull markets, bear markets, fast-moving markets, slow-moving markets, inflationary markets, deflationary markets. And so I do very much love to give my students and my followers the benefit of a longer-term viewpoint. And so as you begin to come to work with me, you'll be able to see a perspective that I have been able to see over time, because it helps us make better decisions over time. Well, let me move on to a couple of other parts of the economy that might be now of concern, that certainly we need to pay attention to. And that is, I'm going to come back to this slide. It's called the time value of money. But we do very much want to pay attention to the cyclicality of the economy right now. We can have big moves on the upside. We can also have big moves on the downside. In other words, I believe we're moving into a time of a higher volatility, where it's not just going to be an easy 10-year bull market like we have had in the nine from nine from 2010 to 2022. Was definitely a 12-year expansion. We had a peak, and we've had a very fast reversal within 2 years. So going forward, I do believe we're going to be in for a lot more volatility. That's important. We also have a lot of cash on the sideline, which is an indicator that as interest rates may be coming down, more people will be putting that cash to work in higher risk assets going forward, which may be a indicator of more bull markets ahead. We've also had an awful lot of high liquidity behind this movement. Money flows have been just pouring into the markets as measured by the economic indicators M1 and M2. And these are are indicators that I teach you about. What is this all about, the M1 and M2? How can we determine how much money is flowing into the market or coming out of the market? And those are things that I believe investors need to know about. When you come on board with me, you'll learn more about that, as well as what's going on with the Bitcoin and why is Bitcoin going up so far, so fast? Well, really, we're in a Goldilocks time of what I call liquidity. That liquidity, or the pouring of money into these areas, has also been undergirding the huge rise of private equity. All of these things, if those are new terms to you, come on board, begin to work with me, and I will be explaining all of what's going on here. I'm excited also about gold. Gold has made a new high, all-time new high, and that is an indicator that we need to pay attention to going forward. But here are some of the headwinds that we must pay attention to. You know, every market has within itself both the good things that push markets up, but then at a certain period of time, there are reasons why things do not continue to move up forever. Actually, nothing moves up forever, does it? Have you ever in your lifetime experienced something that moves up forever? No. It just doesn't happen that way. I mean, we live in a world of gravity, after all, and there is gravity in the financial markets. There's a reoccurring gravity that happens when the markets get up too far too fast. Certainly, other factors come into play. And if you can understand some of those factors and really pay attention to them, it will help with your decision-making going forward. Today, I'm just going to touch upon those few factors, and then I invite you to come on board with me because we will be deep diving into those factors in my monthly mastermind called the Wealth Builders Express. And if you would love to be a part of this, I invite you today. It is a wonderful group of like-minded women who are coming together on a monthly membership. And together, every week, we look at the markets, we look at the companies that we own, we look at the real estate that we own, we look at the commodities and whatever else that you might be owning. And we take a look at what's affecting them so that we can make better decisions going forward. Why? Because we want to build wealth going forward. If that's you, you do need to give yourself the possibility of allowing this new idea to be yours. Come join us and I'll give you the information below. Well, now I want to move on to some of the factors that are in the way, or what I'm going to say is that gravitational pull toward, you know, once the markets get up a little bit high, there's going to be headwinds. Headwinds are the difficulties that are also that part of the economy that I was saying it is the worst of times. Well, we have record debt levels. The government is broke. The United States is right now trying to figure out how to stay in business and pay its bills. This has never been the case before that we have both government debt levels this high, corporate debt levels this high, personal debt levels this high. And the sovereign bond ratings, in my lifetime, I've never seen the AAA bond rating that we have as the United States Treasury bills that used to be AAA, no longer AAA. So our sovereign bond ratings are falling as a result of this debt level. It's tragic, and it's also very serious. The government has been trying to get itself out of trouble in a short-term fix by what? Printing more money. Just imagine if you had your own money press at home, and no matter what you went out and spent, you could just come home and print some money and pay your bills. That is exactly what's happening. The government is doing that. It's the root cause of all of our inflation, and it's also the root cause of the fact that every time that money is printed, the dollar becomes worth less. And this is going to be a very, very important problem going forward that I'm going to be teaching about and I'm extremely concerned about. I believe the biggest risk in our economy going forward are two things. One is the what we call the de-dollarization. And this is a term that's being bandied about internationally, where we are seeing countries like Russia, China, now saying that they're no longer going to be using the dollars to transact their businesses internationally. This is quite a new change that's going on internationally with the currency. And it's a very big concern for me. And I believe that it's something that we all need to be very, very alert about and begin to learn more about. And that when that means you get on board and we'll be following that. As well as the second risk I'm seeing going forward is called deflation, the opposite of inflation. Those kinds of risk factors, I'm saying, what do we do about those? Come on board and I'm going to be allowing you to see how I think about what it is that you need to do in order to protect yourself going forward against these, what I'm going to call headwinds. So we have markets moving up, but we also have things that are happening in the economy that are danger fields ahead. And we need to be very, very importantly aware of what those danger fields could be. And yet, what are we seeing on the horizon? The markets are a future indicator. And actually, I'm so excited about what we are seeing on the horizon that I want to give you just a quick glimpse of what I covered in my economic scenario this last week with my group of founding members. I'm saying, what could save us? What could power the next bull market cycle going forward? And as you notice here, this is not Superman, this is Superwoman. And I believe that women in this world are going to have a large say in our future power, economic power going forward. But I do believe that we're going to have six areas of the economy that will be the fastest growing. And we need to be very, very sharp now to learn about them. They are artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, fintech or financial technology, DNA sequencing, robotics, 3D printing. And there's actually a seventh that one of my very, very smart clients pointed out, and that is the shift in energy toward fusion. And with that in mind, we have the possibility of gross domestic product booming in the next cycle that will help expand our economy over time moving forward. And these ideas that I am giving to you, I want to make sure that I disclose that I am by no means here to make a statement of in any way that I am making a specific or individual recommendation of any purchase or sale of any security or investment whatsoever. I'm here only for educational purposes, and I'm here to help you learn what it is that is affecting your pocketbook, what it is that's affecting your monthly statements, what it is that's affecting your decision-making of your money going forward. Because I do believe that inside every woman is an ace money manager just waiting to be empowered. I'm here to empower you with the over five decades of real world investment experience that I do have, that I am sharing with you. And I'm sharing with you by means of a very, very new and inventive monthly membership called Wealth Builders Express. This is for women who really want to get on board with other like-minded women, to have a safe space that we can ask questions, that we can learn about the stock market, the bond market, the commodity market, the real estate market, all of the different asset classes, how they work together, and how we can build wealth together over time. And if that is something that you are interested in, I want to invite you right now to take a moment, and we will put up the website right here. I want you to take a moment and come to my website, lynneekitchen.com/Wealth Builders Express, and get on board. Now's the time. This is a rolling train. We're stopping in your station. You can get on board any moment and come check us out. I think this is going to be, if this is for you, you're going to love the opportunity to really do this in a safe space, in a fun way with other like-minded women. And it's going to be an easy investment for you to invest in yourself. Come on, join me. I'd love to have you on board. All aboard.